The first thing we have is an introduction, and it is only 2 measures long, and here is what it sounds like. For this, the right hand is playing the G above middle C with its second finger and the B above it with its fourth. With this, the left hand is playing the E 2 below middle C with the fifth. So these hit together, the pedal goes up and down. Then left hand, with your second finger, play the B above the E you just played, and then play the E above that with your first. Then you will hit it again while the right hand plays its G and B again. Then right hand reach down to play the E above middle C with your first, G above that with your second, and then B above that with your fourth. From here, you will go to the C above that with your fifth, and the left hand will join you with A and E. So left hand, this is the A 2 below middle C with the fifth, and the E above that with the first, along with the right hand's C. These hit together, the pedal goes up and down, right hand play your C again, then play the B right below that. Left hand, I want you to play G and E. All that's happening is the A at the bottom is moving down to a G. You still keep the E under your first finger. So these 2 notes, G and E, are hitting together with the right hand's B. They hit together, the pedal goes up and down, then right hand play the A below the B you just played, and then the G below that. And that is the intro. Now we are in the first verse, and what I would like to do is play 4 measures of the verse for you, but then work you through it in 2 measure sections. So here are the first 4 measures of the first verse. Let's look at the left hand first. It's using power chords. We have an E power chord, which is based on the E 2 below middle C with your fifth and the B above that with your first. So we will just refer to that as our E minor or E power chord. We'll have 2 of these. Then this will jump up to A and E. And that is the A 2 below middle C with your fifth and the E above that with your first. These sit together. And then the next one we have is an E minor with a G in the bass. All that happens is the fifth finger moves down to a G. The first finger keeps its E. We used this in the intro. So this is our E minor with a G in the bass. Then it goes back and does our E minor power chord twice. Then we jump up to our A minor power chord once. And then go to the E minor with a G in the bass. That's what's happening in the left hand for these 4 measures. Now let's take a look at just the right hand. We'll have the F sharp above middle C with our third finger, followed by the E below that, back up to the F sharp, down to the E. Then F sharp, E, F sharp, E, and then reach down to the B below middle C. Then from there, you'll cross over to play the A below that, then go up to the D above that with your fifth, and then down to the B, which should be under your third. Back to the A under your second, up to the D, back to your B, and then the A. So let's take 2 measures together. Left hand will have our E power chord, so E and B, starting on the E 2 below middle C. They hit together, the pedal goes up and down. Right hand, you play your F sharp above middle C, and then the E below that, while the left hand plays its E and B again. Then right hand play your F sharp again, and then back to your E. Then left hand jump up to the A and E, hit these, pedal goes up and down. Then right hand play your F sharp E again, and then we're going to play the F sharp again. Left hand with this, you are going to play the G and E. We refer to this as the E minor with a G in the bass. This plays with the right hand's F sharp, pedal up and down, and then right hand play the E, then reach down to the B below middle C with your first. That's measures 1 and 2 of the first verse. The 3rd and 4th measures of the first verse sound like this. What's happening here is the left hand is playing its E power chord again. That's that E and B. We hit these together, pedal up and down, and then again. Then right hand play the A below middle C with your second finger. Then play the D above that with your fifth, and then the B right below that with your third. Then left hand jump up to the A and E, hit those, pedal goes up and down. Then right hand play the A below middle C with your second, back up to the D above that with your fifth, the B that's under your third, hit it, and then left hand play G and E. All that moves is the bottom note down to a G. These hit together, pedal up and down, then right hand with your second finger play the A below middle C. And that's measures 3 and 4 of the first verse. Next, I'm going to play measures 5, 6, 7, and 8 of the first verse, and then teach those to you in 2 measure groups. I don't know if you caught it, but measures 5 and 6 are just like measures 1 and 2. We have the left hand playing our E and B, then right hand F sharp, and then E while the left hand plays the E and B again, then right hand F sharp, E, then left hand jumps up to the A and E, we hit this, pedal up and down, right hand F sharp, E, back up to your F sharp, left hand G and E, pedal up and down, right hand E, then down to B. And that's measures 5 and 6, just like measures 1 and 2.